You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Playboy, but one too many scandals has put his CEO position in jeopardy. He must find a nice girl, one that the board of Hemingway Industries would approve of, and get married before the new year. Maya is just the woman he needs, with her wholesome clean image. Roman is the one man who has ever held a place in her heart, but she has no plans of marriage, only philanthropy. So Roman must prove his love and earn Maya's trust, or risk losing it all. Everyone needs a little cream in their hot coffee. An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer. For more information, visit www.donnarmercer.com. Hot coffee. Get your copy today. Fresh Meat, an Interracial Erotic Romance by bestselling author L. Lorenz. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering. MahoganySilvering.net.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Mahogany Says Show. I am your host, Mahogany Silver Ring, and just ignore my little summer cold. I'm sure my voice will come back completely later on. And I'm here tonight with my awesome celebrity co-host, Miss Brooke Gillespie-Trout. Say hello, Brooke.
Hello. Thank you for having me on again. And you sound fabulous. Like I said, lounge singer. You've got that going on, so... Come on out to Vegas and let's get you a show going.
So just in case people have forgotten since the last time we got together, why don't you tell us a little bit about your books and what you do?
I am a writer. I write contemporary romance. I have the first two books in my series, the Heart and Soul series, have been published. Set It Free is the first one, Let It Go is the second one. The third book is at my publisher now, and that will be out within the next few weeks. And a brief synopsis, rock star actress takes place in the 80s, and it's their love story as they both reach fame. And it's a crazy ride. So
nice.
Thank you.
I love the 80s.
Yes.
Those are fun.
Music ever.
Right?
Yep.
It
can't compare now. It really can't.
It really can't. And then actually my kids like music, so I played Duran Duran or Tears for Fears, and they're like, oh, I like that. I was like, yep, 80s, dude.
Yep, excellent. Excellent choices. I loved both of those bands.
Yeah. All right, so we've got two books tonight. First up is Homework, Lesson 2, which is part of a series by Dallas E. Love. And we should really call her Dr. Love because...
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because you definitely feel like, you know, your temperature rises when you read these books.
Yes.
Sure.
So. I'm serious. I was rereading that earlier today, and I'm like, gee, I had to go look for my silver bullet, because it's like,
I like that, Dr. Love. That's like so fitting. Of that.
I hope she don't get mad at me for saying that, but but yeah, it's just like, she brings it. She really does with the erotic. It's just, she really does. And poor little, you know, poor Rodrigo. You almost feel sorry for him. But
he's having quite a
then you
year.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is, you know, now he's kind of torn between, you know, he's now he's getting feelings for her since the first lesson and, you know, still crushing really hard on Olivia. But Dominique, like, breath of fresh air, I think. I like her. Well, I'm partial. I like the name Dominique, but yeah. Smart, sweet, pretty, cute, you know. It's like, okay, dude, you got something right here. What is wrong with you?
Right, right. I've wondered if it's going to go there in the series. It's, you know, kind of one of those situations where maybe what you are looking for is right in front of you this whole time.
And exactly.
I sense that. And I don't know if that's where it's going to go, but just as a reader, that's what I sense between those two characters, that there's this friendship, but there's a different dynamic under the friendship, and I think they're both attracted to each other.
Yes. And also, I should say, I guess the first book, Class in Session, is the first book to this series. And if people are not familiar with the characters Anna and Rodrigo, we go back to the first book, and that is she's a librarian, and he's a high school senior, and this is kind of this flirtation thing going on between those two. But that pop quiz.
That's actually in my notes. I wrote that down as one of the things I was like, oh,
right.
Oh yeah, that's hot.
Yes.
That's intense. It's intense. And, you know, speaking to the character, Rodrigo, I really like him because I really love how the author just kind of embodies the awkwardness of being in school, the realness of, you know, experiencing these emotions and feelings and, but, you know, also the hormones, they're surging. He's a senior in high school, you know.
So. Well, yeah, teenage boy, you know, stiff wind and whoop, there it goes. But
exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, they say that for boys, you know, for men, their sexual peak is at 18. And sexual peak really is just how easily you're turned on. And so for women in our 40s, that's when we hit ours. I'm like, why? Why could we hit at the same time, you know? And I was like, yeah, give win, and there you go. But for women,
right.
So we're like, you know, four-year-old man's like, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
I know.
It's like, not tonight, Annie. I'm like, what? Really?
I know. Yeah, so it's definitely, Anna or Anna, I'm not sure how it's supposed to be pronounced, but in my mind, I'm saying Anna, you know, she's definitely at a peak of her own and, you know.
Yes.
Ready, willing, and able.
So
it's, yep. And, you and I discussed the first one, and it's just kind of like what you said. It's fulfilling pretty much every teenage boy's dream.
Yes, yes.
You know, the
exactly.
hot teacher, and sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I was going to say something about the erogenous zones. I didn't realize there was like 10. You know?
Right.
She broke it down, you know. Just
like
I say, Dr. Love, she broke it down. She's like, wow, shoot, I probably would have failed that pop quiz. I didn't know it was all of that.
Well,
but,
yeah,
you know,
it's just,
I knew
a lot
few,
of
but,
husbands,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of husbands should probably read this. So they know.
Yes, they should.
Oh, they're overlooking something. So.
Like, honey, come read this right here. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yes.
Yeah, and like,
definitely.
Do you know any erogenous
like,
zones? You know,
right. You know,
I would say no.
In kind of that dynamic with, you know, Rodrigo and his mom. His mom is very overprotective, and
yes,
maybe not very overprotective, but she sees the changes in her son, and she's cautious when, you know, she kind of sees who the new neighbor is across the street toward the end of the book. So,
yes. And that's because of her losing her place to stay, you know, and then she has to move.
Yeah.
And I really kind of wanted to go after Brad. Like, what is wrong with you?
I know. I think Anna can do better.
Yes, she can. She really can.
Yes.
No, she didn't, deserve that. Yes.
No.
And that's important. You know, it's not that she's an addict or anything like that. I think it's, I thought it was healthy and normal, but, maybe people think differently. But, I'm of the mindset, if you really enjoy your partner and you want to, you should make sure that it's a mutual satisfaction.
Exactly. So, another part I really liked of the book was, it was a really steamy moment, was Olivia and Hector in the car.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, she's very tempted to finally,
yeah.
go all the way. He's putting the pressure on and, she's hanging on
by a thread there.
She's hanging on very, very, very thin thread there. And, I'm not sure, again, as a reader, my personal opinion, I don't think Hector is the one she should be with.
Nope.
It's obvious that Rodrigo has, had eyes for her for a long time. And he kind of comes across as just a little bit of an arrogant jock. And I think, he's supposed to. And so, the author gets mm-hmm. that point across very well. He sounds hot, but he knows it, and he's putting a lot of pressure on Olivia to, go all the way, and she's standing strong.
She's done everything that you could possibly do without actual intercourse. Boy, why
exactly.
are you upset about that? Like, did she,
Right.
Mm-mm. I would have even thought of that at that age. I'm waiting for my, husband or whatever, but I would never thought to do any of those things that she was doing at that age. That would have never crossed my mind at the time. But
to me,
I learned as I got older.
Exactly.
It's not like she's not doing anything. She's not teasing you and walking away. She's actually, participating.
She's there for him. Participating, exactly. She's, he's definitely crossing the finish line with her, but just not in that one area of finally, going all the way with her. But yeah, that I loved that chapter in the car with them. I was just like, oh, that's okay. It's a little warm in here.
Yes. You're right. That was it. That was very interesting.
Very steamy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And most definitely.
So, they're it's a quick read, both the first and the second book. And I've read the third one, too, and that was quick as well. But it draws you in immediately, and it's one of those things that you can just sit down for a few hours and just finish it. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a fun series.
Most
I
definitely.
Like it, and I'm anxious to see what happens next.
Yes, because I haven't read the third one yet, but I need to. Because I really would like to get into that and find out what else happens. Because, like I said, now I'm rooting for Dominique because it's like she's this dark horse
yeah.
kind of appears out of nowhere. And I'm thinking,
right.
Olivia, yes, he's been crushing on her, but at the same time, he's got this friendship with Dominique that I think they can build from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and she's just like, she's trying to, and he thought he's being, okay. Well, if I have feelings for one, but my body's reacting, at least he's being a gentleman and thinking like that. Because other guys would be like, shoot, she's here, I'm here, let's go.
Right.
But Rodrigo
right.
didn't do that. And I got to respect him for that. But at the same time, I'm like, poor Dominique.
I know.
He was trying. He just didn't get it. It went in, it's like, right over his head.
Yeah. I like her as a friend. I like her directness because... she kind of called him out on
yes.
what he was doing in the bathroom. And I thought that was very funny that I tend to be very direct with my friends like that, too. So that's just kind of a breath of fresh air that, like you said, it's something they could probably build upon. And
yes.
so, who knows that? Because I think when you have that as a foundation,
yes,
it makes
exactly.
the relationship stronger. So,
yes, because they can talk to each other about anything, there's no,
yep, yep.
there's no secrecy. There's no, I'm on my best behavior until you get to know me kind of thing, because they already do know each other. So,
right.
I mean, I just like that dynamic, but We'll see who he chooses.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I don't know how many books are in the entire series, but this was a fun one to read.
I think there's like four out, but I think there's another one coming. I think Detention.
Yeah.
I think Detention is newly released, and
Detention.
Is Prom the fifth one, I think, is it?
Yep. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I know that it's been posted how many books are in the series, but I forget.
It is a great series. So everybody, please check it out. Series by Dallas E. Love. Wonderful author, beautiful person. And I love the way she explains things. And like I say, I give her props for just breaking it down, because there were some things I didn't even know. So I'm like, okay. Going on 50.
It definitely
is. So like,
it's steamy.
Yes, it is. It is definitely one of those, make sure your significant other is somewhere near, because you're going to be calling them when you finish this book, if you finish it.
And yeah, be careful who's reading over your shoulder.
Yes, this is definitely not something you want to read. You have prying eyes and ears around.
No, but that's good, because it just makes it all the more scandalous. So it's exciting like that.
Yes, it's like something you could sit in your bathtub and read, you know, while you're, you know, soaking in the bubbles, a little glass of wine, you know, that kind of reading.
Five stars for sure.
Yes. So I give it 5 hearts from me. Well, I say 4.5, because that cliffhanger just got me. I really wanted, like, no, come on. No.
When there's a cliffhanger, people have such different reactions. They either love it,
I
can't wait, or they're like,
no. I'm like, because, you know, it was the stuff leading right up to it. I'm like, well, what's this now? Because, you know, last time we saw Olivia, she was okay. And now something, you know, I'm like, so, wait!
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But definitely I give it 20 fire. Yes. 20 little sparks, because that's just hot.
It is very hot. And the good thing is, that even though, you know, it ended in a cliffhanger, the sequels to the books are being released quickly. So it's not like you're waiting for a really long time going, okay, well, now what the heck am I going to do for the next 8 months? You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I just have to wait a few more weeks and the next one's coming out. And so it's a great way to just get the reader's attention. And now that the fourth one, I believe, has been published, that when people start with the first one, you know, they're going to happily just snap up the additional books, because they're going to want to know what happens next.
Yes, immediately. It's one of those. It's like, okay, we got to know. So it is an awesome read. I think the first one was Classroom and Session and Homework. I think the next one is Detention.
Third one is Midterms,
okay, yeah.
And
there
I think their latest one is Detention. And I need to read
Detention.
And read Midterm.
Okay,
so
I need to read Midterm then. I got to catch up. Because, I was reading it. I was like, oh, that's right. Ooh. But, yes, awesome book, Dallas. She did a great job. And I know she's probably listening. So, that's going to be my name for you now, Dr. Love. Because you brought
it. Dr. Love.
Yes, Dr. Love.
All right.
So before we continue, I'm just going to take a little break. We're going to play some music, get in the mood. All right, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
I'm there. Yeah. Been there, still there. We'll forever be there.
Forever be there.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to egg some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. Yeah. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad deal, talking cash. See like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty, hey, yeah. Acting stupid, what's happening? Whoa, whoa, what's happening? Whoa, whoa, I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, whoa, nasty, whoa, yeah. Acting stupid, whoa, what's happening? And recorded, but your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you just really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the sh. Ooh. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip. Ooh. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still that. Ay, I'm still that. Yeah, I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah, sassy, moody, nasty.
Week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Loren. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering. MahoganySilvering.net.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We had a nice little jam to dance off of because it was just, you know,
yep.
I was feeling it.
I was dancing.
Yeah, it's like a good intro for Breaking Rebecca because it's like she's a savage, most definitely. I will say that Rebecca is a, she's a good one. She's a really good dominant. But, you know, at the same time, she's also caring and all these other things that she has to take control of things. So we are now going to talk about Breaking Rebecca by Miss R.C. Christensen. So your thoughts.
I loved this book. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. I read the synopsis and I was just like, okay, you know, and I'm seeing the graphics and the blurbs and I'm just like, okay, Rebecca's. She's a badass, you know, she's a tough woman. And I started reading this because I like to read very early in the morning. I read it at 6 a.m. and I did not stop reading until noon. I think I took breaks to go to the bathroom and that was pretty much it. It was so well written and I really just loved the fact that a lot of character that's really strong and kind of harsh on the outside, but soft on the inside. And most people who are harsh like that on the outside are typically, you know, very nice people on the inside, and that was true to this character. But it also stems from a place of, you know, they've got their walls up because they've experienced some trauma in the past.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I loved this character, and I really, really loved this book. So, yeah, just Rebecca is super strong. She sounds like she's gorgeous, and I kind of want to be her best friend.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, yeah, this could definitely be my best friend right here.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it is that.
She tells it like it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, pulls no punches, but she's also got a really heart for people that she loves. She wants to be protective as well. She's not just, you know, to take charge. And for a dominant to give some type of submission in any case is kind of a break for them. So I can understand that whole while, you know, Ronan comes in and he's just kind of more dominant than she is.
Yep.
It's almost like, okay, I can relax now because he can give me what I need. Because dominant people are always giving to others. They're always doing, they have to do everything. So I like how she did the power plays in each interaction that she has with the people in her lives. So it is from Ronan to Dominic. Now, that one kind of threw me for a minute, but I was like, okay.
Right.
All these secrets,
that's a great way to go through therapy, if you ask me. So,
yes, that's one of the best ways to go through.
That's something you're dealing with from your past and let someone spank it out of you.
Yes. Exactly. Sometimes we just need that. I know I had to get on her today because I told her, don't talk about yourself like that. So Mama Bear got up there. So yes, crack the whip.
So
we don't do that. But yes,
and
you're right.
The author did a really great job with like intertwining the backstory as to why, you know, Rebecca was who she is as we read this. I mean, just like the moment you're just getting into the present moment, all of a sudden we're going back a few years to things that happened to build up to why she is the way she is. And so the pacing of the book was excellent. And, you know, just really just I got invested right away and I really loved it.
Yeah, I did too. I really got into it. And as far as, you know, I wanted to let her know that it's really interesting how she for saying that she didn't have a whole lot of experience as far as BDSM, but she nailed the power play. She nailed softer side, and she nailed that, what's the word I want to use, dichotomy between, you know, how you've got those two sides. And she really played to her strength with that as kind of like, you know, and I'm seeing with her other books that I haven't finished Mastering Morgan, but yes, you could definitely tell there is she has, I can see a little bit of Rebecca in her as well. So I can kind of see how she feels a little bit of herself in that character, but also the fact how she just kind of takes on what she needs to do, taking over her father's company, and she does what needs to be done.
Right.
And also, but still tries to make some time for herself because we all need that self-care.
Yep, definitely. And I love, I actually really liked the relationship with Rebecca and her brother. You know, it's complicated, but she loves him, you know, and even though there are times where she just thinks certain things that we probably all think about our siblings at one point or another.
Yes, that boy, isn't that right?
You know, but, yep, yes.
Why?
She loves
Quincy.
Him. And, you know,
I know.
Exactly.
See, what's the deal with that? You know, that's a cat.
Yeah. Yep.
So he definitely has got some sociopathic, you know, a little bit of psychopathic tendencies there too. Because you just want to see what would happen, and then you panic because you're going to get found out, and your sister takes the fall for you. It's like any big sister who, you know, loves her little brother, of course she's going to stand up for him. But, you know, if he expects her to do that, he might get too spoiled, you know? Like eventually he's going to have to own up to his own mess.
Yeah. Yeah, and she, you know, she's funny because, I mean, on the other hand, on one hand, it's like she comes across as a very hard, tough-to-work-for woman. But I love how she handles, and, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm forgetting the employee's name. She doesn't like the way that the employee is dressed, so she sends her out to buy a
Yes.
outfit. Sorry if that's a spoiler, but I, you know, that's actually, it's
no,
hilarious.
No, but it's a testament to, like who she is.
It's a testament to who she is. She wants you representing me, so you're going to look good.
And that's right.
That moment took me back to many, many, many moons ago. I used to cut hair, and in the salon I worked for, this one stylist, he didn't like his assistant's shoes, and he did that exact thing. They went on lunch, and he went and bought her new shoes because he hated her shoes. And so it was just a funny thing that James was his name. He dressed his assistant if he didn't like what she was wearing. And so I thought that little angle, that just really stood out. That was just kind of one of those laugh out loud moments that
I like that's
a cool boss.
So because, you know, you're representing me when you're in this building. You know, you work for me. So, and I want all my people to look good. And she showed that she cared about that, you know, and that's a good thing. I mean, shoot, you know, instead of making fun of people, go out and buy them something, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, she has her own unique way of showing that she cares. Doesn't come across necessarily as the nicest way, but then she does a good deed. So it's just,
it's not like she sent the girl home, like, your shoes are ugly, go. You know, it's like, you know, nope, that outfit doesn't work for me. Go home and change. Nope. She's like, let's go. Let's fix this right now.
We're going to fix this right. I love it. That was awesome. And also, I really liked the friendship that she had with her driver, with Morgan. And it was just very cool because it's kind of somebody in a position like that, like if you're a driver, a bartender or something, you're almost like a therapist because, you know, people just start to open up to you and just kind of unload, and that dynamic between those two characters was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I think, you know, oh, that's a good best friend right there. And because she admires her, Morgan admires her so much, and that she just really looks up to her. But at the same time, she's like an ear for Rebecca.
Right.
Where she can kind of, you know, she can kind of let down just a little bit, but
Yeah, and she kind of, you know, lets her guard down around her and shows her who she really is, even though she's she's a hardcore businesswoman. She gets it done, but there's a soft heart underneath.
Yes, definitely. It was like when she gives her the shoes.
Yes.
She takes off her shoes like you.
That's awesome. I want somebody
to could even walk in. Right? I've handed someone my jacket before, but I don't know if I give them my shoes. I've switched shoes with someone before because their feet were hurting.
I've given my shoes to someone before, but so it's just, and then there's just a lot of twists and turns, and she's just she's got a good head for business, and I there's, I don't want to give away too much, but
yeah, I know.
Not
you don't
liking,
want to be, but
not
I will
the
say the,
of like the
you were going to say it. Go ahead.
the direction of how she incorporates the artwork into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was awesome, very creative, and just that again ties into that there, and. So I just, that whole thing was intertwined, I thought was very captivating and kept me very interested.
Yes, it really did. I think she did a great job with it, including the sex scenes, you know, just kind of, you know, this. I know, some of the things that she was saying there, And I don't want to give too much away, but you definitely need to get into this book because there, you know, certain things that, you know, it's not for everyone, but I will honestly say 50 Shades, got nothing on it. Sorry. no, this author did her homework. She did her due diligence with research and probably there's some experience there too. I can, you know, see being a part of that community. For about 15 years. So I know I could pick up certain things because when I saw Fifty Shades of Grey, I was just like, no. Why? it's not coming out right. You do not speak for me. No.
You know,
I'm
Kristen
Dangan. No.
Or I didn't see the movies and I never read the books and I no reason why I just didn't. But yeah, I mean it had such a cult following and obviously was so huge. So to have
this
character saying it's got nothing on it, then that's a big deal. So.
Yes, because it's just maybe it was just the character. She was just really whiny to me. And she obviously wasn't into this as Rebecca is. So not even really remember what the character's name was now, but which I'm sorry, but
that's okay because we're not reviewing that
because
after. We're doing this.
She's too much of a brat to be a true submissive. She wasn't really submissive about anything. It was more like a game to her, and she didn't take any of it seriously. And she even at one point starts to what's wrong with you that you have to do this, And the author sheds a little bit, on that. But yeah, but I prefer this book definitely because if anyone who even thought about anything like that or you are curious about that lifestyle, don't go by that. Go by this book.
There you go.
Yes. By Breaking Rebecca because she does a better job at it. Most definitely. And she touches on a lot of things that, their community. I'm sure if this book were ever made into a movie, the entire BDSM community would come out and support it. Truly, because she hits on a lot of things and not in a way that makes people seem devious or perverted or perverse for even acting this way,
Right.
And
no,
she gets her needs.
100%.
Yeah. So that's what I have to say about that. It's a great job.
Yeah. It's really good. And I really liked the angle of with dealing with this man who comes into her life, his health issue, and finding that link that she knows she can help him. And then kind of taking that woman under her wing, and then that turns into where that woman's husband tries to, manipulate her, and she's not going to have it. She's not having it. And so, she calls on all her resources, and she gets him, and I thought that was fun to read. It was, kind of the edge of your seat. Well, what's going to happen,
Yes, definitely. Yes, and it definitely kept me interested.
I love that. I like the way it played out.
Yes. It was, the plot is a big thing for me, too, because I love erotica and I love, different things, but I need a story. It can't just be, and I like how she did that. She did a perfect mix with that. She really did a good job. So, definitely.
Yes, she did.
Five stars, five hearts. I believe I gave her 10 little fires because it is really hot. It is sensual. It is playful. It is, I would say, they're saying some scenes very powerful. And she really has a good grasp of the power play. And, between the dominant and submissive, she really has a great understanding of that. And it comes through in her writing. And I think she did a great job with it.
Yeah, she got a round of applause from me when I finished it. I sat there clapping.
I know.
It was so good.
You just finished this really good movie. You're sitting with you're like, yay.
Yes. That's exactly what I was doing. And then kind of felt like an idiot because I'm sitting here at my computer clapping.
I'll say I never care about
but
that unless the dog gets up and looks at me funny.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yes, definitely all good. I mean, oh my goodness, you did a really amazing job with this. And I can't wait to finish Mastering Morgan and then start Seducing Serenity. And from what I heard, Serenity's kind of the brat. So I'm looking forward to seeing that or reading that. I say, because I guess when I read, I see it in my head. So.
Yes, yep.
I will see it.
to read, excuse me, I haven't had a chance to read her other books, but I definitely did, you know, on my TBR pile, like I was telling you yesterday as we were messaging, that I just have my stack just keeps growing and growing and growing. And, mm-hmm. you know, this first one from her, really just, I loved it so much. So I'm anxious to read her, you know, additional work from her.
Yes. Definitely she's mastered that, and she's really, I like the way she spends it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely a must read. Mahogany says, get Breaking Rebecca and get Homework.
Yep.
Most definitely, you need to read them. Make sure you are alone or your significant other is nearby.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
Don't read it around minors. Most definitely. Because you will feel some type of way.
You will.
So we are just letting you know. Mm-hmm. Hot flashes galore.
Funny.
What was that? I said hot flashing is my superpower.
I love it.
Yeah. Ah. But yes, most definitely. I really enjoyed both books, and I look forward mm-hmm. to continuing the series. And I look forward to talking to you again over some more books that we are reading.
Yeah.
Because I've enjoyed doing this. You know, I like reviewing. I like reading books, too, as well as writing them. So I like to read about other people and how they would write something. And, you know, and I've got to finish your books, too, because now you have a third one coming up. So I got to catch up on that one, too. So because we have this great group.
Well, thank you for including me on your podcast. This is fun to do with you. So thank you.
Yeah. It's most definitely. Well, it's not over. We can keep talking. We have about 15 minutes.
Yeah. And I need to, like we were saying the other night, just going back and forth, that I need to, you've got some work that I got to take a look at and just indulge. I need to just set aside like a whole week to just read. And mm-hmm. I haven't been doing that. I've been writing a new book and it's going really, really well. So I'm just taking advantage of that moment. Because as you know, as a writer, when that spark is there, you've got
to
dive into it.
Yes.
You have to follow it.
Strike while the iron is hot.
You know, it's like I write my novels are long, and I love to read a long, juicy novel, but I also enjoy a short story too. But the last book I wrote took me 9 months to write, and this one's taken me 3 months, and I'm almost finished. So,
wow, that's great.
You know, when you're super motivated, you just have to go with it. So once I'm done with this, I've told all the voices in my head to shut up because I have so much reading I have to catch up on. So.
Right. But no, definitely finished because my first novel, it took me the better part of a year before I finished it. And
yeah.
And then the editing took me even another month or two. So,
yeah, well, editing takes a long time.
It
so how many books do you have out?
I have 13.
Oh.
I have 13 books.
Okay, I'm bowing to you right now. We just take a bow, let's pause. And just,
there's like
you know,
a 10-year gap. There's a 10-year gap between my books. So
that's
don't get
awesome,
too excited.
Though.
It's like, yeah.
So a 10-year gap. Did life just get in the way? Or did
I've launched
really not
four in- since, yeah, since four since the, since 2010. So my first one since 2010 was Tell Me You Love Me, and that was in August of last year. Then it was Love Bites, the prequel to my novel. And the novel actually released in November, The Grand Dame of Bourbon Street. So Love Bites and Grand Dame are kind of connected. And if you read that one, you understand more what's going on in the novel. But you don't have to read the prequel if you don't want to. But it was just a little short intro. Because it was actually mm-hmm. a spinoff of my first book, which was like a trilogy of erotic tales, my very, very first book. And yeah, you can definitely tell the difference in my writing from that book to my most recent.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. So, it's funny because I think as writers, our first book means so much to us. And I go back to my first book to where I am now. And I'm like, aw.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, girl, you didn't know what you was doing.
But, you know, you're finding your voice and, you know, you're learning, you know, what works for you and how it's done. But that's impressive. So congratulations on that. I love hearing that. 13 books.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yes. Thank you. I'm still working on some more. So I know they're all in there, but it's just trying to get everybody, like you said, trying to get everybody to shut up so I can finish one. Because, like, you get into one and the other one starts talking. You're like, I'm not through yet. Can I finish?
I know.
First, because I like to finish the story.
I picture it. Did you see the movie Ghost?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you remember the part where, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, her character, finally really finds her gift? And she's
mm-hmm.
trying to do a reading for someone, and all the spirits.
They all show up. Yes, yes.
That
was hilarious. She's like, just wait your
turn. That is how I feel. When I'm writing this, it's like, wait your turn. Just hold on. I love, you know, and it's funny. I love hearing that from another writer because when I feel that way, I'm just like, what is wrong with me? So
no, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
It happens to all of us.
Imagination.
Seriously. I talk to a lot of authors and they all tell me the same thing, you know, so you're in good company because I think there was a quote I found that said, authors are not one person. They are many people trying to be one person.
Yes, I love that quote. Mm-hmm.
Because there's just, and I forgot who said the quote. I have to look it up. But yeah, and it just explained it. So, like, yeah, exactly. That's all there is to it. Because it is. You know, and because anything could spark us to think or hearing a story or seeing a story. Oh, my goodness, yeah, that would work. And we start trying to write it down or, you know, in my case, record it because I do not write as fast. It's my brain code. That's why I skip words, even when I'm texting or something. It's just like, oh, and then I look at it again. I'm like, oh, I missed that word. Or auto text will take over.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't trying to say that. I was trying to write nose, and it came out rose. I'm like, no, that's not what I said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, when you're trying to work on one thing and you're just thinking, okay, I'm going to take a break and, you know, boom, all these other ideas start coming to you. And, you know, I always joke that, and I think all writers say this, you know, the voices in my head are back. And I love those voices, but sometimes they keep you awake at night and just want to take a break. So,
right. That's the best time to write for me.
It is. It is. And I need to find a waterproof notebook because the best ideas come in the shower. So.
Yeah, my husband does that.
Which is very inconvenient. Is your husband a writer?
Yeah, he is. He's just got signed with Morgan James for his...
Oh, that's awesome. That's
I guess
awesome.
It's Christian fiction, but it's fantasy.
Okay.
So he's, and they're starting him in the editing process, and he's all excited but frustrated because they sent it back to him, said, rewrite this, and he's like, what did I do wrong? I'm like, they're trying to make it as best, you know, as they see fit, and they are experts at this. So, I mean, there were things I had gone over, let me read it, and so I edit some of it for him, and he's like, oh, that sounds much better. I said, well, that's all they're doing. I said, don't worry, they got this. They know what they're doing, you know.
Yeah,
and if you're
exactly.
not happy,
yeah.
It's still your work. You know, you can still say, hey,
exactly.
I don't like that part, you know, because you are the author. And if that's how it was shown to you, you know. And he said, well, can you promote for me? And I said, well, yes, you can come on the show and tell people about it because I want people to know about it because it is a good book. It's not a romance book, but there is romance in it.
Okay.
And one of the characters is based on me. And she is a succubus. So you can let your imagination go with that one. But I was like, great. So you get to be the angel in the story. And I'm the succubus, really? You know?
No, funny.
He's like, yeah, but she helps. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
It is. And so
no, that's
when
that's
you read
cool.
it, though, it's like... If,
how
is
that
I'm not gonna
having two writers in the house.
Well, it's a lot of we're both. He works in one room and I'm in the other. I'm in the office or I'm in my bedroom, and then you know we come together and take notes, or you know here you read this, I'll read yours. But sometimes I don't really like him to read mine because he doesn't know how to give real feedback. He'll just say, "Oh, that's nice."
Okay.
Honey. And I look at him. I was like, "Come here."
Yeah.
What you mean this is
not what
nice.
I'm looking for?
I need to. Does this flow well? How does it? You know, just give me more feedback. You know,
right.
Oh, this is nice.
Right.
He's read a sex scene.
It's like I have handed you the red pen. Use it.
Right. And I mean, this is my sex scene. I was all proud of it. Right. And he's reading it. And he's like, "Oh, this is nice." You don't call a sex scene nice. If you say it's nice, I need to spice it up. Something.
You may as well call me ma'am.
Thank you.
You don't call sex nice. You're absolutely right.
I read him and I'm saying, here, this works here, but if you want to move that sentence and put that over there, because then that makes it more clear about who's talking, or, you know,
right.
Okay, let's, you know, use those three dots. Okay, don't put it right on top of there, because he would make a space and then put an exclamation mark. I said, no, it comes at the end of the sentence.
How funny. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
He's like, oh, thank you, that works. Or I give him something, you know, but I get nice.
Nice. Funny. Oh, we shouldn't laugh about it.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I know him. He's just not, like, he's weird. I mean, we both are, actually. But he's even more
That's
so.
Okay.
So when that is a compliment from him, you know, because he's not a very expressive person, except for when he writes. So
okay.
I know when I'm reading, it's like, how come you don't say this? Like, you wrote it down. How come you don't say that?
Right.
Because he writes it down very well. He loves. I got lots of cards and letters from him when we were separated by a couple states, and he would write to me, you know, not just in emails, but actually send me letters that were in the emails just as long. Like every day, I got an email, and then every couple of days, I got a letter. So, but then you know, we were talking in person. I'm like, you didn't say anything you wrote. I said, somebody write your letters for you because you're not saying anything.
So that's
good.
You know, it's funny. He finds his expression in his writing. So
mm-hmm.
But good for him. That's awesome that he's, you know, working with a publisher. And I think it's cool that, you know, you're both writers. I mean, that's, you know, my husband and I are just complete opposites. So.
We'll see. Then yours probably more interesting because you know, I say opposites attract for a reason. So
they do, and you know, it's good because even though we're opposite, he reads my work as I write, and that keeps
mm-hmm.
me on task. And I think if I didn't have that, you know, I would very. I'm such a good procrastinator, and you know, to have somebody who's saying, you know, come on, I want to know what happens. Go, and so that helps. So he's, you know. We're very different,
mm-hmm.
but he's very supportive, and that's really important. Last year, I went to a romance writers, you know, RWA conference here in Nevada, and
mm-hmm.
I was seated at a table with a couple women, and both of them were telling me how, you know, they have to write when their husbands sleep because their husbands get jealous of the time that they're devoting to their books. I know, and I was just like, are you serious? And I was just like, well, I thought about that. I thought about my ex-husband, and he probably would have been the same way when I really think about the person that he is. And to people who have a supportive spouse on this journey, that's such a beneficial, it's a priceless thing to have.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, to hear that this woman had to, like, sneak her writing because her husband gets jealous.
Wow, that's sad. Yeah.
It was like you should be celebrating your talents and, you know, the fact that you've got that bond with your husband,
mm-hmm.
that you know what goes into this. And,
and
mods are
she's basing him off of him, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
She's probably
and, you know,
basing
my husband's
some things
on
him.
But he's, yeah, he wants to read it. And I just think that it's about supporting each other, and that's where that love and the romance comes in. And, you know, it's just, it's sad to find out that people have to kind of suppress their goals and their dreams. So it was a good conference that I went to, but it was an eye opener to talk to other people and find this out. So,
I've never been to a writer's conference. Is it really interesting?
You know, it was interesting. It was a day conference. It was just like, I think, I want to say like maybe a 6-hour conference, like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., something like that. And, you know, you pay for your entrance fee, and they provided lunch, and they had some speakers, and, they were all independently published authors. And a lot of them, you know, they just spoke on different things, on character development, on plot outline, on, you know,
what
you need to do with your character. So it was good. It was definitely beneficial. I'd do it again. I don't know that I would pay. I hear about people paying like $500 for a weekend conference. I don't know that I would ever do that. But, you know, just a one-day conference for like a flat fee, and I think I paid $35 to go. And just to get advice from other authors, it was good, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So it was through Writers Association, so it was RWA, and they do local conferences in, you know, all different states. So, you know, check it out. And I know with the state that we're in right now, it would probably be done via Zoom. I would do a Zoom conference. But
these are fun, though. I mean, you can see everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
but you're comfortable and you're at home and you don't have to, you know, and if you have to go to the bathroom, you turn off your screen and you leave.
Exactly.
And it's, you can actually record it. So, you know, while you're, so if you do miss something, you can come back to it. So.
Yeah, and you can drink wine.
Yes, that's right. Sit right there, right on in.
Yep.
See, you're all dressed up from the waist up. And
exactly.
Got your slippers and sweatpants
right
on. I'm laughing because that's exactly what I got on. Well, not the printed top, you know, just like the t-shirt and the sweats, you know. But because I have not gone anywhere for a while except to the doctor or to the hospital or, you know. But other than that, but it doesn't bother me because I've been mostly, not outgoing, the opposite of that.
Introverted?
Yes, that's it. I'm getting old.
It's okay to just be an introvert every now and then. It's good, you know?
It's good to just kind of
retreat into your shell. So.
Yeah, so it didn't bother me, you know. The quarantine was like, okay, I can do this. Cool. Mm-hmm. I do most of my work that way, you know. So it's a lot easier for me because if I had to work in an office with all these other distractions,
right.
Nope, couldn't do it. But anyway, I know she's giving me the warning here. So thank you for coming on tonight, and thank you all for listening. I know we got off topic, but we did get some writing, you know, some writing things in. So remember to pick up your books, Homework by Dallas E. Love and Breaking Rebecca by R.N.C. Christensen. They're both fantastic, hot reads. And thank you, Brooke, for coming on with me tonight, too.
Thank you again for having me.
Tell them where they can find you real quick.
On Instagram, Brooke Gillespie Trout author, and my website is brookegillespietrout.com, and on Amazon as well. Heart and Soul Series.
Right.
Set It Free and Let It Go.
Nice. All right. So good night, everyone. Blessings, peace, and love.
Good night.
I'm Neb. Yeah. Be that, still that, will forever be that, forever be that.
You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.